This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, the home of CENTCOM, to great radio stations all across America. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, we go right straight to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All right. Well, we've got...
I do have some updates here.
Okay. Let's go with the report. Now, folks, if you haven't heard, there have been two tankers that put out distress calls, two separate distress calls, at 6:12 a.m. local time in the Gulf of Oman, the second one at 7 a.m., that there was an unexplained problem there. We now know what the problem is, we believe, so you go ahead with your report.
Okay, the crews of both tankers have been evacuated.
Mm-hmm.
So that's significant.
Yes.
Now, the UK as well as the United States Fifth Fleet is obviously investigating. If they've been evacuated, that means you got people that are right there.
Right, exactly.
the two tankers, the Marshall Islands flagged Front Altair, and the Panama-flagged Cocuca Courageous are the two tankers. They have been evacuated. The crews are safe. And let's see. What is particularly interesting here is it goes on to say that the frontline Altair had been struck by a torpedo.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
That is a gunboat, if that's the case.
That, to me, is quite interesting. One shipping broker said that there was an explosion suspect from outside the attack that may have involved a magnetic mine on the Cocuca. So one got a torpedo and the other got a mine. Now, they were picked up, the crew was picked up by a vessel named the Coastal Ace.
Mm-hmm.
The Cocuca Courageous is adrift without anybody on board.
Mm.
the Front Altair reported a fire caused by a surface attack, and that crew had been picked up by the Hyundai Dubai. Okay, so there...
Well, let's talk about the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. This is right up their alley, isn't it?
Well, indeed so. You know, they. This is not the first rodeo for
nope.
What goes on in the Gulf of Oman. You know, before we jump to confirmed conclusions, I mean, all signs point to that just because we have a pattern here.
Now, one of these press releases that came originally has got two words in it that got my attention. The ship was they're talking about the one that may have been struck with the mine. The ship was traveling dangerously close to the Iranian territory. Dangerously close.
Yeah, they always say that.
Yeah. And, of course, we know that they do have their...
Pretty narrow. It's pretty narrow. For
right.
The amount of traffic in there, it's pretty narrow. So it's kind of like, shut up, you know, mm-hmm. about, you know, distance.
Mm-hmm. So let's just play devil's advocate for a minute. I know we're compiling all the information we've got. We've got satellite photos and pictures and this, that, and the other. We're going to get actual live reports from debriefing the crews and all that sort of stuff. But let's just say when you start talking torpedo, it had to come from a vessel. Not saying it was a submarine. Iran's got submarines. But one of those surface vessels, one of those fast boats that they've got. If that was the case, we're going to hear about somebody getting struck pretty quick here with something, aren't we?
Well, you mean as a consequence, as a
yeah.
response?
That little island where they're at over there with their base with the little boats?
Yeah, we don't do terribly well. We don't do terribly well with responses. Mm-hmm. Not that, you know, everything deserves a response. But... I don't know. I don't know where we're necessarily going to go with this one. It is, you know, if there is a response of some kind, then that would end up essentially shutting down the Gulf of Oman.
And
because
then they, mm-hmm.
you'd have a conflict there. So then it would affect all traffic.
Yep, then they have to go around. By the way, I should mention I had a direct contact from Alastair Tucker with the BBC, who apparently is listening or has been listening to the program when I put this out there initially with the information I had. And he said the picture being shown on Reuters is not an accurate picture of the ship. That is an explosion from another incident that happened back in 2019 with one of the tankers in the United Arab Emirates port.
Back in 2019, we still in 2019.
Well, yeah, I mean, but back in, what was I trying to say here? Back in April, whatever it happened.
A couple months ago.
Yeah, April. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. I've been trying to look at that and watch the screen over here to see what I got coming in here, because you are right. There are updates starting to come in now.
Correct.
Okay. And here comes the music, and we'll probably update this again before we move on to something different. But if, in case you're listening, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. We have an incident in the Gulf of Oman right now where apparently two tankers have been attacked. I'm going to use some pretty brazen words there. They've been attacked by somebody. Who the somebody is, you can only guess, but I'm going to say it's got four letters. It starts with an I and ends with an N. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. It's become a very busy night here in the last hour and 20 minutes. This portion of my discussion with Denise Simon brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And I want you to go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take a look at the USCCA logo link that's right there. Click on the link. Sign up for the free Gun a Day, Give a Day. Every different day at 12 midnight, that changes and becomes a free Gun a Day giveaway. And it's you never know what they're going to be given. So take advantage of that. Sign up for that. And then while you're there, take a look at the three different levels of membership. And should you become a member, you will get $474 worth of free stuff, including some pretty neat gear from the USCCA that you'll be very proud to not only wear but to have. Now, that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com and the link for the United States Concealed Carry Association right there, USCCA. Good luck, because we want to announce somebody here on the program as winning that free Gun a Day giveaway. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. All right, we've got more information coming in here. I may have an updated report. You've got something there too, I think, don't you?
I don't know, did I?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to be repetitive.
Well, it doesn't hurt at this point, because let's just start out by telling the people, if you're just now joining us, we have what's going to be described as a major incident in the Gulf of Oman involving two oil tankers who were damaged in a suspected attack off the coast of the coast of Iran in the Gulf of Oman. Now, yeah. One distress message came in local time, 6:12 a.m., and then at 7 a.m. the second one came in, and all we're trying to do is piece together the information. And apparently the better source that we're getting is coming from Reuters right now, because Fox and Reuters have got a few differences in what they're saying, and it looks like Fox may have used the Reuters report anyway to get their info.
They pretty much all do. Now, this, at least one of those, maybe both of them, were 25 miles off the coast of Iran. So mm-hmm. Iran can't say that they were too close to their territory.
Right. Yeah, 25 miles is a ways. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and the ships have been evacuated, as we mentioned earlier, and one was, in fact, adrift. It is no longer adrift. Apparently, there is some kind of, I shouldn't say that. It could be adrift. They kept it from sinking.
Mm-hmm.
What that means, I don't really know. But
well, it sounds like the Navy put a fire suppression unit on board one of those ships to try to put the fire out. That's number one.
So we have one that is a Marshall Islands flagged tanker called the Front Altair.
Mm-hmm.
The other is a Panamanian flagged tanker called the Kokuka. Hope I say that right. Courageous.
That's okay. I mean, listen, you know, these names are weird enough, but, you know, we just try to do, okay, well, here's Alistair is back giving me something else again. He's telling me, he is listening. Okay, he is listening to us right away, right now.
Hello, BBC.
Yep, from the BBC. And he's telling me, he's saying that there will be pictures coming shortly from...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll be seeing what's going on over there. But there, you are right, there is a ship on fire. He confirms that, one of the two ships. He does not tell me which one it is, so we'll just have to... And I think you had the info on that, did you not?
Yeah, I did. And one, they made a distinction that one was hit by a torpedo, which is, you know, that's kind of a...
not good.
Eyebrow raiser, and the other was hit by a mine. Yeah. Now,
and again,
see.
When you start talking torpedo, and I'm not in the Navy, but when you start talking torpedo, that had to come from a boat. I don't think they just fired it offshore and aimed it at something. I think it came from a vessel.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that would stand to reason, but I'd like to, you know, the Navy is going to be very cautious on what they put out. Of course, on the other hand, they could be pretty busy here right at this point.
I think they are. Mm-hmm. We're probably dealing with fire suppression units when you talk about the fire, and we're probably dealing with damage units when you talk about trying to shore the ship up so it doesn't sink, because that's the other thing. We've heard for a number of years they would love to sink a tanker right there in the middle of the channel.
Let's see. So the total number of crew now, this has been a little update. God, I hope I don't have to translate this, is 44.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a picture here.
Mm-hmm.
All crews are safe. One of the two tankers today was attacked was sunk. I'm not so sure. That was 9 minutes ago. Not sure about that one. But, oil tanker from Hotel has been struck by a torpedo off the coast of Fujairah
mm-hmm.
in the United Arab Emirates. Ooh, I'm looking at the maritime tracking. It is busy. Ooh, Lord. It's busy. All kinds of traffic going through there.
Well, right now we probably have a lot of warships involved in this, too. I'm just guessing.
Traffic is showing Iranian search and rescue ship approaching the Front Altair, the oil tanker. It's on fire. That was, heck, that was 2 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, fascinating.
All right, well, we'll keep everybody abreast here. That's going to change, I'm sure. I may have a report from the colonel here in a few minutes. He's working on his sources over there. But let's kind of change gears a little bit, because what we were going to talk about before all hell broke loose in the Gulf of Oman is what is going on with this presidential executive privilege decision by Donald Trump. I don't understand why he had to do that.
Well, apparently he was asked to do so by the Department of Justice. This has to do with the census. And the administration has already turned over 17,000 pages.
Mm-hmm.
But they really want to go after Wilbur Ross, because he was pushing I'm going to send you a picture in Facebook of the two tankers on fire, because they were pushing for the citizenship to a question to be added to the 2020 census.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the administration is arguing we are doing this because it would help enforce voting rights. So what else is being held back that they want to go for full criminal contempt? Is really kind of interesting to me.
Okay, I got the picture of what you got now with the tanker on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, now there's actually discussion, because back in the 1930s, which I put out earlier on Facebook, is that there is in fact a law where Congress, using the sergeant at arms, they can, after contempt, they can put somebody in jail. So that's even part of a discussion. Now, we have members of the House that are saying they wouldn't necessarily do that, but they have investigated that option. This is getting to be remarkable.
Yeah.
that we have these committees and this aggression that is happening here. The bigger question is, why are the Democrats fighting back so hard on having a citizenship question asked on the census to begin with? A census is counting the people here that are in the United States, period.
Mm-hmm.
We're losing sight of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, we need to know where they are and who they are.
Mm-hmm.
We just said, and this is an interesting thing, because Bernie Sanders said in his little Democrat socialist speech yesterday that if he was president, he would give amnesty to 20 million illegals. So he's admitting, not the 11 million that we've been hearing for years,
mm-hmm.
20 million
mm-hmm.
illegals. We deserve to know if that number is 20 million or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. And, the other thing that's going on here is a lot of conversation back and forth here about Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and the money, the Ukraine connection, the Russian connection, and then something happens from a domestic standpoint that he is no longer with the girl that was, I guess it was Bo Biden's wife, and he married somebody else secretly over the weekend. Who knows?
Yeah, he married a South African woman. it's fascinating that he didn't show up for a campaign event for his granddaughter's graduation, but suddenly he doesn't go to, his son's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Something's weird.
All right. Well, let me know something if you find out anything, and we'll go from there. But we are watching this very closely, and thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and we're wide awake now. We got something going on in the Gulf of Oman that probably... I'm going to guess right now, and I'm speculating, involves the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, because they've threatened to do this for a while, but apparently two oil tankers have been struck. One is on fire, and one may have been sunk. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Oversight Committee voted to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt for failing to comply with congressional subpoenas for documents concerning the 2020 census.
Republican Representative Jim Jordan said there's nothing inherently wrong with asking the citizenship question on the 2020 census.
Why don't they want to know something that everyone in our district knows should be asked, knows has been asked?
Opponents say the citizenship question was added to deter minority and immigrant participation and to boost Republican representation. Behind closed doors next week, the House Judiciary Committee will question former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks. The Democratic-led panel plans to ask about her time with the administration, but it's not clear whether the president will assert executive privilege to prevent Hicks from answering questions. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for your next military and veterans news report. And all eyes are on the Gulf of Oman in the Middle East right now and what's going to happen next, as apparently two oil tankers have come under attack. We're getting reports that one of them, while on fire, may have already sunk. We don't know for sure. And another one has been disabled. Both crews have been evacuated. No injuries yet. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I know times have changed, and a lot of you out there are doing different things. You're not just getting out of high school and jumping off to college right away, because you're thinking about all the different options you have available. Because if you go to a liberal arts college and take liberal arts courses, the chances of you getting a job right off the bat in what it is you think you're going to do are slim to none. However, if you go to a technical school where you can learn a trade that will, in most cases, pay more than a college degree right off the bat, you're the smartest kid on the block. So
check out the National Aviation Academy. They can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 a year per more. By the way, the top 10% of certified aviation maintenance techs get $80,000 a year. So check them out to find out more at naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call and ask to take the tour, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door even wider for you. All right, here we go. We have a situation in the Gulf of Oman. It started at about 12 minutes past 6 local time over there in the Middle East. One tanker was reportedly struck by a torpedo, which tells me that it might have come from one of those little gunboats that's wandering around out there from the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. And if that's the case, then that obviously is an act of aggression, or call it an act of war if you want, on the part of the Iranians. Now, I'm speculating. I hate to do that. But right now, I've got quite a bit of information, which I'll be giving you here in the next 15 seconds. But here's what I know. Two oil tankers have been damaged in a suspected attack off in the Gulf of Oman. It happened early Thursday morning, about 2 o'clock, right after the time we've been on Eastern Time here in the United States. And the U.S. Navy's Bahrain-based Fifth Fleet has told Reuters that it was assisting two tankers in the Gulf of Oman after receiving two distress calls, one at 6:12, one at 7 a.m. local time. Now, the one vessel was reported on fire. I have pictures of that on my personal Facebook page and up on the Captain's America Third Watch page off in the distance. These ships were 25 miles offshore. And there are two separate reports coming out now of a torpedo striking one of these oil tankers. And the other oil tanker, we believe, was struck by a mine. Now, one is drifting aimlessly out there because they lost their controls and they're no longer able to control their ship. The crews are okay. They're not injured in any way at the moment that we know of. And the other situation that we are aware of is I sent a photograph I put a photograph up there showing the ship that is on fire. Now, the United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Group is monitoring this, and they reported this right off the bat. That's an arm of the British Navy, and they put out an earlier alert and urged extreme caution amidst the U.S.-Iranian tensions. Now, what's strange here was that in Iran yesterday was the Japanese Prime Minister, Mr. Abe, who was there negotiating with Iran on behalf of the United States to try to come to some sort of agreement there in the Middle East. Now, this is not the way you come to agreements when you launch a torpedo and sink, or try to sink, which they've been trying to do for years, a massive oil tanker loaded to the gill with oil. I'm not sure where this is going to go. I'm not even going to guess. I'm not going to speculate. But I'm sure right now the military planners over at CENTCOM are very, very, very busy. And again, without having to dwell on this, the situation is such that there have been two oil tankers attacked in the Gulf of Oman. Everybody is pointing their finger at Iran, as well they should. This is something that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard would do. You don't just fire a torpedo from land and think you might hit something out there. I believe a vessel might have launched a torpedo, although I can't prove it. But you got to think outside the box here that there might have been one of those little gunboats or something that took a shot at one of the ships just to see what would happen. And they've done that before. They've actually fired torpedoes behind our fleet as we've been passing ships through the Gulf of Oman. So who's to say they might not have done this again? This is serious stuff, folks, and the price of oil has already reacted. I'm looking at it here in the world market. Futures have gone up $2 a barrel or 3.3% at $61.97 a barrel as of 6:46 Greenwich Mean Time. Now, I am going to try to find out something else here and see where we're going, because oil is going to react very quickly, because if this blocks in any way the Gulf of Oman, then they'll have to take the long way around. And what will happen then is you'll have oil go up even higher than what it is. So here's my first suggestion to everybody that's listening, truckers, independent car owners, whatever. Fill your gas tanks up right now. On your way to work today, don't dally. Put whatever amount of money you got, whatever amount of gas you can put in there, do it right now, because I do believe that if we find out that Iran is behind us, and it won't take long to find that out, that the price of gasoline will jump dramatically. So there you have it. And again, we will be talking about this through the morning. This is going to be something that is going to be there. Top line, front page. I'm going to go during the next break, and I'm going to try to get some more information for you as to what's going on here. But I will tell you that this is dramatic. This unexplained incident, which is becoming more obvious that it was an attack on two oil tankers traveling through the Gulf of Oman. One struck with a torpedo. The other one looks like it may have been struck with a mine. Deliberate attack by somebody, and that somebody more than likely is Iran and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, which takes their orders from nobody. They're not run by the government. They are an independent wing. And they're kind of like, if you will, the radical element of that Iran has compared to any radical element that you would find in any other country. So there you go. And everybody, so far as the crews go that we know of, everybody is safe so far. And we'll just go with the information we have. Now, don't forget about the National Aviation Academy, because Bo... from Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy will be with us in hour number four at the bottom of the hour. And we're going to be talking to him. We got a couple of questions for him, but we're going to be talking to him about the next class that's coming in and what the National Aviation Academy offers those that are just not wanting to go to college right away. And there's a lot of young men and women that we do know go to trade schools. They do that in high school, and they want to go along and carry it on and get a job that pays them some decent money. Well, we can get you one that'll pay even more money than what you were thinking about through the National Aviation Academy as a certified aviation maintenance tech. All right, coming right back with more. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. it's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch on what's developing into a very busy news morning because of the news coming out of the Middle East and the Gulf of Oman. Right now, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive Group. Now, they've got four dealers in the dealership, Moss Family Automotive Group, and they are the original home of You Serve, You Save. That's the program that serves all active duty military and veterans. It saves them a bunch of money, plus first responders, too. And now you can save at Moss, M-A-U-S, and pay nothing down and have no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Just check out what you qualify for at MossFamilyAutomotive.com/free credit check, MossFamilyAutomotive.com/free credit check, and tell them the captain sent you. All righty, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm busy. I'm up to my eyeballs in the middle of it here because about 2 hours ago now, roughly 2 hours ago, the news came in off the wires that we had had what appears to be an attack on two, now it may be more than two, tankers traveling in the Gulf of Oman. Now, there's a report that's come out in the last 5 minutes. There's chatter right now that three other ships may also be affected. That would bring the total up to five. But we know of two that have been attacked, one of them by a torpedo, and caught fire. They evacuated the crew. And the Navy was there, U.S. Navy. Apparently United Kingdom had a vessel there. Coast Guard came out from United Arab Emirates, and a couple of other countries that have ships in the region were there. We have a major traffic jam right now going on in the Gulf of Oman as we're responding to what's going on. And it looks as if, I'm not going to point fingers, I can't prove it, but it looks as if Iran may be up to their eyeballs in all of this, because it fits the modus operandi that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard would be using.
Well, my question would be, what would be their motivation in this, knowing that there is going to be severe reprisals? That's the thing I would be looking at right now to see if, you know, is that somebody there looking to stir something up? I don't have enough information.
Could be the Houthis, you know. It could be the Houthis,
you know,
too.
True, mm-hmm. Because they won't, you know, because the Iranians support them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's an issue. I don't know if the Houthis have the wherewithal to shoot a torpedo.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. The torpedo, in my opinion, came from one of those fast boats, and the fast boats are operated by Iran, and they're in the region, and 25 miles offshore, they could have been 5 miles away and launched a torpedo and either got lucky or really knew what they were doing, one or the other. And then again, they could have been closer. I know they're going to debrief the crew, so we'll find out what's going on, but a torpedo is a serious thing. Mines are one thing when you run into a mine. But torpedoes, that's definitely somebody trying to sink you.
Yeah, I'm going on. We'll find out what's going to happen, obviously, later this morning, whether it's going to really roil the oil markets, how it's going to affect the oil markets. There's obviously enough supply out there to go ahead and deal with this. But it's also the idea that region might be upset. The Middle East is a big supplier of Europe. And obviously, they're going to be affected if there's going to be any sort of supply issues moving forward. That's not going to benefit them. So we're going to see what the reaction's going to be, and hopefully there's a major investigation into this and figuring out who's at the bottom of it. But again, I always look to the motivation. I'm trying to see myself what would be the motivation for Iran to do this. They're already, you know, falling apart as far as their economy is concerned because the sanctions are put on them. I don't know what's going to happen next.
Well, if you raise the price of oil up to where they wanted to have it, $100 a barrel, they're going to benefit from it, and that's what's going on, and they're selling oil in the
black
market.
Well, they have a difficult time moving it right now. That's the thing, because of the sanctions.
Yep. And we are talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. If you hear about Amazon planning to donate some $8 million to two homeless groups?
It's kind of a drop in the bucket to them. I haven't really looked into it to that great of a degree.
Yeah, but they are definitely trying to do that. And, oh, by the way, the budget deficit, I remember when Vern Buchanan went to Washington, D.C. the first time. And every time he goes, every year, he tries to get a balanced budget amendment on the agenda for the Congress to be able to pass it and balance our budget. And that's one of the things that he runs on, one of the things he got elected on, and he does it every year. Congressman down here in Florida, in Sarasota and Hillsborough and Manatee County area. Now, the budget deficit hit a record $207.8 billion, up 42% from last year.
Well, he's not the only one. Rand Paul's been pushing that, and I remember Tom Coburn was there for a long time, but again, you can't get these people in Washington, D.C. to stop spending money. I've gone off about this, and we've got a Republican in the White House, and we're still spending money that don't have. The numbers are extraordinary. And it's not about the revenue. People keep talking about the fact, because tax cuts, but more money is pouring in. They just continue to spend more. And it's interesting when people are out of power, they complain about it, but when they're in power, they get the credit card. They load the thing up.
They do, and it'd be nice if we could do that, but it doesn't work that way in the real world.
Well, no, it doesn't, and there's going to be a point in time where, you know, even though some people don't think it, where there's going to be a bit of a reckoning when it comes to this. There's only so much money you can borrow and so much money you can print. There's going to become a point in time.
All right, hold that thought. We're getting a report now from Reuters that Iran did the rescues of the crew. There was Iranian vessels that rescued the crew.
Okay. That throws kind of a monkey wrench into things. I don't know what that means. You know, whether or not they still might have done it and still rescued the crew, but again, there's a lot that needs to be looked into when it comes to this.
Yeah, and of course, if they had boats in the area, I get it, I understand it, you know, which is telling me again that they had boats in the area.
Yeah.
So there you go. Now, the other thing is 69% of the corporate financial chiefs, according to a Duke University poll, believe that we're going to have a recession in 2020.
I told you this. I hate economists to astrologers.
You
like read your horoscope every day. You can kind of believe or what you want to, and they write their various different things in a way that seems like that they're never wrong. They can, you know, that there's always a possibility that they might be right. They have no way of telling. It's just a guess. So again, bear it no mind. You know, it has no credence with me, things that these people say. They never have any skin in the game. If they're right, they're right. If they're wrong, they're wrong. It's not like that they're putting their money where their mouth is. So I wouldn't pay attention to it.
Mm. Now, the Boeing 737 MAX still having problems trying to get it up in the air. American Airlines, who had a bunch of these aircraft, has come out and said that they expect to see their MAX 737 MAXs flying by mid-August. That might be wishful thinking because we heard from Boeing themselves that it looked like it might be September.
You know, the issue is that we got to get more planes out there. They're expecting a record travel season. I know there's been a lot in regards to plane leases and a lot of logistics that need to be handled. Because I'll tell you something, I'm on my way to the airport right now. It was yesterday traveling, and airports are busting at the seams. A lot of people.
Okay, now I'm getting something else here. The Houthis launched a couple of rockets into Saudi Arabia. This could very well be the proxies of Iran, the Houthis doing this sort of thing. And I'm looking at a whole bunch of vessels out there in the Gulf of Oman right now. We've got vessels literally lined up all over the place, and it looks like there's a bunch of vessels that may be backed up waiting to get into the Gulf of Oman and come out of that oil port in the United Arab Emirates where they load their oil up, and then away they go. It looks like a bunch of little ants here on my navigational water map that I've got here with all the ships.
Oh, I'm sure it's drawing a lot of attention, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And again, they're talking about Iran rescued the crew. That's what we're getting right now. We were told that the U.S. Navy 5th Fleet was in the area, as well as the United Kingdom. They may be in the area, but they also may be doing something else. Okay, here we go again. One oil tanker was going to Singapore. The other was going to Taiwan.
Mm-hmm. Singapore, Taiwan. I'm trying to think outside the box a little bit. You know, I don't think China would do anything like that. But right now, you don't know. I said we got to get to the bottom of it first. It's just all speculation.
Yep. Well, we'll know eventually. But right now, we're going to let you go, and we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
You got it. Have a good one.
Thanks, Chris. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. There's a lot of information going back and forth here right now. And, again, the maps that are out there, the vessels that are out there, it looks like a parking lot for an ant colony in the Gulf of Oman right now. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.